Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
En la mano. runs in and out on the A65. Sort of place where everybody drinks before they drive. Weekends runs a motorbike to Scarborough and back. He's not too many brandies from a second heart attack. John Barleycorn, he walks the land and drinks at Bateman's Inn. And every evening toasts to all the things that might have been. Tells the world that once he had a trial for Hulk KR. Now he watches them on TV in the corner of the bar. Lord Bateman gets up early, lifts the latches on the gate. Seven horses stabled and the family sleeping late. 1,400 acres, two daughters and a son. He'll ride the eastern coast and back before the morning's done. John Barleycorn, he's up at dawn and working off the pier. Same thing every day of every week of every year. Here's Lord Bateman racing by along the county lanes. Pulls his jacket tight against the coming of the rain. Lord Bateman meets the storm that's coming in from the shore. Speeding over Quarry Hill at 85 or more. There's rain to take the wheels away, rain among the glass, and rain to wash the blood into the tarmac and the grass. In the months to come, John Barleycorn, he sits and drinks his fill, measures out his life between his pocket and the till. So down the generations, Bateman's son behind the bar, while Barleycorn, he sips his beer and watches Hulk KR.
One, two, one, two. How's it going? This is Shlomo. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Coffee-colored strings. We saw the insects. nations run their fingers through this soil. A late night last survivor and a party going on. Oh, we talked about so many things, the things we read in magazines.
Whiskey is the life of man. Whiskey from an old tin can. I like whiskey hot and strong, and I'll drink whiskey all day long.
Whiskey, oh Johnny, oh, rising up from down below. Whiskey, oh Johnny, oh, rising up from down below. Whiskey, oh Johnny, oh, rising
whiskey,
up
whiskey,
from
whiskey,
down
whiskey, below. Up aloft this yard must go, come rising up and down below. It hot, I'll drink it cold. I'll drink it new, I'll drink it old. Some like whiskey, some like beer. I wish I had a barrel here.
Whiskey, oh Johnny, oh, rising up from down below. Whiskey, oh Johnny, oh, rising up from down below. Whiskey, oh Johnny, oh,
whiskey, whiskey, whiskey. This yard must go, come rise him up from down below. Whiskey killed my sister Sue, and whiskey killed my brother too. Whiskey killed my poor old dad, and whiskey drove my mother mad.
Whiskey, oh Johnny, oh, rising up from down below. Whiskey, oh Johnny, oh, rising up from down below. Whiskey, oh Johnny, oh, rising
whiskey,
up
whiskey,
from
whiskey,
down
below. Whiskey, 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 oh, up this yard must go, come rising up from down below. My nose. Next up she comes and down she goes. A glass of grog for every man, and a bottle full for the shanty man.
Whiskey, oh Johnny, oh, rising up from down below. Whiskey, oh Johnny, oh, rising up from down below. Whiskey, oh Johnny, oh,
whiskey, 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 oh. Apple up this yard must go, come rising up from down below.
Number on my mobile phone. What do you think you expect? It's a long dark road that I call my home. It's a long dark road that I'm cursed to roam. These many nights I've been banished here. My companion is the stars, with a bedroll and a blanket, and just the rocks to lay my bones. One day from the darkness I'll come rapping at your door, and I'll never walk this road anymore.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
'97 lovers, twisted out of shape, and just one kiss could set them straight. 97 lovers, twisted out of shape, and just one kiss could set them straight. Dressing gown pinned to her bedroom wall. She married works on a building site. Now they make love beneath Roger every Friday night. Oh, 97 lovers twisted out of shape, and just one kiss could set them straight. 97 lovers rose to meet the sun, and when the day was over, there were only 91. Another I know, well, she laughs too loud with her friends, playing it safe on the surface to give her hard time to mend. And then one day, without warning, he walks unannounced through the door, and he picks her heart up off the table, and he watches it smash on the floor. Oh, 97 lovers twisted out of shape, and just one kiss could set them straight. 97 lovers rose to meet the sun, and when the day was over, there were only 91. Ah!
Oh, My name is Fruitland, your check is in the mail, Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
She came from out of town in a slick black Camaro, didn't have a care in the world, knew it was going down. When softer than a shadow, she whispered in my ear, let's go now. I don't know her at all, but the darkness in me starting to grow. I don't know her at all, but this drug is slowly taking control. She takes me to a place that's out of reach, just the kind of girl that's out my league. She's such a bad influence, bad influence. I'm praying that she never leaves. Bad influence, bad influence, bad influence, bad. Maybe we've gone too far. A broken roller coaster, I wonder if we'll ever slow down. Maybe it's just the start, but if I'm being honest, there ain't a greater pleasure I found. I don't know her at all, but this darkness in me's taking a hold. I don't know her at all, but this drug is slowly she takes me to a place that's out of reach, just the kind of girl that's out my league. She's such a bad influence, bad influence. I'm praying that she never leaves. She takes me to a place that's out of reach, just the kind of girl that's out my league. She's such a bad influence, bad influence. I'm praying that she never leaves.
And I'm never quite sure what Tony's going to talk about, and I have to sit here listening and thinking of what to do to respond. And we've sort of cut things out and left things out. But he's talked about women, and I thought, well, I must do... Well, this is my observation for you on the women issue. All you need to know is that the Corvette Stingray is a very expensive motor car. Extremely expensive, you know, tens of thousands, if not more, dollars. This morning as I read the paper, in search of a new set of wheels, the classifieds had a most curious ad in their listings of automobiles. I gazed with suspicious amusement at what seemed like a wild stroke of luck. Corvette Stingray, it said, low mileage, bright red, 95 model, $65. Now I'm used to my newspaper's headlines. I called up that number straight away. That 95 vet, have you sold that thing yet? She said, no, you're my first call today. I said, there's been a mistake in the paper. They've printed the price wrong somehow. Oh no, replied she, they got that price from me. I said, don't sell that car, I'm leaving now. She lived in that part of the city. I'd venture just one time or two, where lawyers, bank presidents and doctors were residents, and the houses were massive and new. As I turned up her half-mile driveway, there in the heat of the day, in the sunlight it gleamed, the car of my dreams, only $65 away. The interior was done in white leather. It had a 587 V8. Full wingspan doors, a Hirsch 4 on the floor, and an 8-track, 8-deck, solid state. There was chrome on the fender, in an aerodynamic design, a bar, a TV, and it was boggling to me that for $65 it was mine. Now I was sure that this woman was crazy for selling that car at this price, but as we walked down the lane she seemed perfectly sane. She was charming and really quite nice. She smiled with such great satisfaction as she handed me title and keys. I said, I've just got to know why you let that thing go. What's wrong with this car, tell me please. She said, I'll be 60 come Tuesday. I live here with my husband Earl. After 30 years wed and without a word said, he's run off with a silly young girl. But with his credit cards left here behind him, I knew that he wouldn't get far. Last night from Florida he sent a wire to me. It said, I need money, dear, sell the car. Thank you.